Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 17 through 21. Brethren, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as men who will have to give an account. Let them do this joyfully and not sadly, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought up again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with every good thing, that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 6, verses 17 through 23. At that time, Jesus stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came forth from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, and cast out your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. On this day, the 17th of January, we commemorate Anthony the Great. Saint Anthony, the father of monks, was born in Egypt in 251 of pious parents who departed this life while he was yet young. On hearing the words of the gospel, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast and give to the poor, he immediately put it into action, distributing to the poor all he had and fleeing from all the turmoil of the world. He departed to the desert. The manifold temptations he endured continually for the span of 20 years are incredible. His ascetic struggles by day and by night, whereby he mortified the uprisings of the passions and attained to the height of dispassion, surpassed the bounds of nature. And the report of his deeds of virtue drew such a multitude to follow him that the desert was transformed into a city, while he became, so to speak, the governor, lawgiver, and master trainer of all the citizens of this newly formed city. The cities of the world also enjoyed the fruit of his virtue. When the Christians were being persecuted and put to death under Maximinus in 312, he hastened to their aid and consolation. When the church was troubled by the Arians, he went with zeal to Alexandria in 335 and struggled against them in behalf of orthodoxy. During this time, by the grace of his words, he also turned many unbelievers to Christ. St. Anthony began his ascetic life outside his village in Koma in Upper Egypt, studying the ways of the ascetics and holy men there, and perfecting himself in the virtues of each until he surpassed them all. Desiring to increase his labors, he departed into the desert, and finding an abandoned fortress in the mountain, he made his dwelling in it, training himself in extreme fasting, unceasing prayer, and fierce conflicts with the demons. Here he remained, as mentioned above, about 20 years. St. Athanasius the Great, who knew him personally and wrote his life, says that he came forth from that fortress initiated in the mysteries and filled with the Spirit of God. Afterwards, because of the press of the faithful, who deprived him of his solitude, he was enlightened by God to journey with certain Bedouins until he came to a mountain in the desert near the Red Sea, where he passed the remaining part of his life. He reposed on January 17th in the year 356, having lived altogether some 105 years. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.